Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who's already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid, original air date September 29th, 1953, and the title is Red-Headed Cowpoke. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Mamalo,
the Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Red-Headed Cowpoke. Because his self-appointed mission in life was to uphold the law and help the oppressed, the famous Cisco Kid had many enemies who had sworn to kill him. Big Ed Boland, however, was not his enemy. Big Ed had no feeling toward Cisco one way or the other. But because he saw a chance to further his own ends by using him, Big Ed nearly caused Cisco's death. Our story opens on the edge of a mesa, overlooking a section of rangeland on which cattle are grazing. Boland and his henchman, Walt Dunn, sit their horses looking down.
That's good beef down there, Walt. We're going to rustle off some of them cattle after I figure out a problem.
Yeah? What's the problem?
Young Red Mowry rides herd for the owner. The kid's lightning fast with a gun. He ain't afraid of nothing. He's sworn he'll get anybody who rustles off as much as one of them longhorns.
Oh, heck, that ain't much of a problem. Why, we could dry gulch Red. I'll dry gulch him myself if you say the
word. No, there's more to it than that, Walt. My stepdaughter Daisy ain't got much use for me, but she's mighty sweet on Red. She knows I don't like him, so if he was to be dry gulch, Daisy'd start the sheriff looking in my direction.
Then what are you going to do?
Well, Red's mighty hot-headed, kind of trigger-happy, too. If there was only some way I could frame him with somebody else.
Yeah. Say, the Cisco Kid's camp just outside of town, Ed.
Yeah, I know, but what's that got to do with this?
Well, they say Cisco always makes a great hit with the ladies. Now, maybe if you could convince Red that Daisy was getting sweet on Cisco,
By thunder, you've hit it, Walt. If Cisco was to kill Red, the kid'd be out of the way. And if Red was to kill Cisco, he'd go to jail for it. He'd be out of the way, too. Come on, Walt. We'll ride out to Cisco's camp. I'll figure out the rest of it on the way.
No, Pancho, not like that.
Pancho, try again, Cisco. It's no use, Cisco. Pancho, not can whistle.
I still think you can learn to whistle, amigo, if you'll do exactly as I tell you. Now watch.
I watch.
Now watch how I hold my lips.
Your lips.
Now, you see?
Pancho, try, Cisco. This the way, Cisco, huh?
That looks right, Pancho. Now, I'm going to whistle. Now watch.
I watch.
It's all right, Diablo. We are just practicing.
Good thing we hobble our horses, Cisco, or they command to run to that whistle. Look. Pancho, hold his mouth this way, Cisco. Look.
See. Now, whistle.
Ay, madre mía. All Pancho do is go spotty.
Just keep on practicing as I show you, amigo, and the first thing you know, the whistle will come to you.
Pancho not can whistle, poor Pancho.
Yeah, of course, Pancho.
Ay, santo.
What is this, senores?
Howdy, Cisco, Pancho.
Howdy.
Yeah, you know my name, senor, but I'm afraid I do not know yours.
I'm Ed Boland, Cisco. This here's Walt Dunn. And 3 years ago, I run a little store over in Lincoln County. You come in there once or twice.
Oh, see, I remember you now, Senor Boland. Have you a store in this town of Cactus?
No. I made enough money to get by for a while, so just kind of taking it easy.
I see.
Pancho, I think you got it, Cisco. Listen.
Hey, what's he trying to do?
He's trying to learn to whistle, senor. Pancho is not polite to interrupt when we are talking.
Pancho, sorry, Cisco. Pancho think he has it. Pancho, go over here and practice.
What can I do for you, senor?
Well, I'm mighty worried, Cisco. I need your help. My stepdaughter's got her heart set on marrying a no-good, carousing, gambling young cowpoke.
Oh, that is too bad, but just how can I help?
Cisco, you can go look over Red Mallory, then you can talk to Daisy and try to change her mind. I can't do nothing with her.
She won't listen to Ed at all, Cisco.
Again, that is too bad, but I have always kept away from such affairs of the heart, Senor Bullen. It is unwise for an outsider to mix in.
Yeah, but couldn't you at least come over to the Blue Star Cafe tonight and look Red over, Cisco? Just to kind of get a line on him? I tell you, as a father, my heart's aching. I wish he wouldn't do that when I'm talking.
Pancho, quieto.
Hey, quieto, Cisco.
Won't you come in tonight, Cisco? Then, if you'd rather not talk to Daisy, all right. But I think you'll want to after you look Red over.
Very well, senor. Pancho and I will come to the cafe. But do not take that as an agreement to help with something that is none of my business.
Well, that's fair enough, Cisco.
Sure, that's good.
Now, come on, Walt. We won't take up any more of Cisco's time. See you later.
So long, Cisco.
Hasta la vista, señores.
Hasta la vista, señores.
Pancho.
Right. Get up.
Cisco like those hombres, no?
Oh, I think they are all right, Chico. Still, there is something evasive in the manners of both of them.
Uh-huh.
But we will go to the cafe tonight and see what is what.
Yeah.
Now, Pancho, once again. Hold your mouth. Like this.
See, Cisco. It's no use.
About time Red was getting here, ain't it, Ed?
Sure is, and I hope he gets here before Cisco does.
You know, Red ain't a bad kid, Ed, outside of being such a hothead.
No, he's all right. Thing is, he stands in my way, and when anybody does that, I want him out of the way. There he is. You wait here, Walt. I'm going over and talk to him. Hey, Red.
Yeah? Oh, hello, Mr. Boland.
Hey, you got a minute? I'd kind of like to talk to you, Red.
Why, yeah, I guess so.
Red, I'm kind of concerned about the Cisco kid.
Yeah? Why?
Well, I don't figure he's the kind of hombre I want to have interested in Daisy.
Oh. Didn't know I was interested in her.
I'm afraid he is. I happened to be riding past Cisco's camp this afternoon. I stopped to talk to him. Cisco told me he was going to call on Daisy this evening. Didn't even ask my permission. Just said he was going to call on her. Well, I told him I expected you'd be calling, too. Cisco said to tell that squirt, meaning you, to keep out of his way.
Oh, he did, huh?
I don't want you to have trouble, Cisco Reddy. He's a mighty bad hombre. Now, I'm telling you this so as you can keep out of his way.
Well, I don't make a practice of keeping out of the way of hombres like him, Mr. Boland.
That's up to you, Red, but I would if I was you.
So he's interested in Daisy. And he called me a squirt, huh? Boy, that big loudmouth maverick.
There he is, Red. Now, don't tell him I told you this. He might even kill Daisy.
I won't tell him nothing. But just you watch this. Hey, you. Cisco.
Hey?
There ain't room enough in this here cafe for both of us. Get out.
I have no idea what caused that remark. Seems to me there is plenty of room in here for both of us.
I said get out.
Watch his gun, Cisco. Young senor look dangerous.
I'm watching him, Benson. What is the meaning of your words, senor? What is behind them?
Never mind. I'll give you till I count three to get out. And if you don't, go for your gun.
Answer me one question. Are you Senor Red Mallory?
That's right.
There will be no gunplay. Instead, we will talk.
You heard what I said, you big coyote. And I'm starting to count right now. One.
There will be no gunplay.
Hey, careful, Cisco. Careful, careful.
Two.
You will not draw that gun.
Three.
Give me that gun. Drop it, drop it.
Let go, Mayor.
Drop it.
Oh.
There you are, wise. Now, perhaps you and I can sit down and talk.
Talk? Talk, sure, I'll talk. As soon as I get back here. But I'll talk with a gun, Cisco, and the next time it'll be for keeps.
Pancho, there was good reason for his acting like that, and I am going to find out that reason.
Evening, Sheriff.
Well, evening, Ed. Evening. Come in, come in.
I can't stop. Just thought I'd better call around to your house here to tell you things may bust loose tonight.
Bust loose? Why? How? What do you mean, Ed? What do you mean?
There's mighty bad blood between the Cisco Kid and Red Mallory, Sheriff.
That's so? Bad blood?
Yeah, it just come awful close to gunplay over in the cafe.
Oh, that's too bad. It's too bad. Gunplay, huh? Gunplay. What caused it, Ed? Tell me quick, what caused it?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, always happens this way, Ed. Always happens. Get my boots off and my slippers on, and it always happens. All right, I'll turn out, Ed. Let it, I'll turn out.
Hello, Red. I didn't expect you quite so soon, but I... Oh, what's the matter?
I'm taking your pa's rifle, Daisy.
Rifle? Red, what's wrong?
Nothing. Not a thing. Except I gotta go shoot a coyote.
Red Mallory, I want to know what this means.
I told you. I got out of my way, Daisy.
No. I'm going to stand right here against the door.
All right, go ahead and stand there. Stand there and wait for Cisco.
What?
But Cisco won't be here, Daisy. I'll tell you that right now. He won't be here, do you understand?
Red, what in the world are you talking about? Cisco? Well, you're crazy.
Maybe. But Cisco's going to be dead. Now, stand aside.
No, Red.
Stand aside, I said.
No, no, wait. Oh, please, Red, wait a minute. Wait.
Hey, Cisco, show Pancho again how to make the whistle, huh?
No, Pancho, I cannot bother with that now. I'm trying to think this thing out.
What thing, Cisco? What
the
thing?
Way that boy acted. Why did he act that way?
Pancho not know. But Pancho keep trying to make the whistle.
Pancho, let us go to Senor Foran's house and see if he is there.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho think he sees Senor Boland in this cafe when we first come in, Cisco.
See, but he was not here long.
No.
When I looked around after the trouble with the boy, Senor Boland had gone.
Cisco go talk to him now?
See, and also with his stepdaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Pancho.
Huh?
Look ahead, down the street.
Hombre with a rifle, Cisco.
See, and
down, Pancho, quickly, down!
Padre mia, that was too close.
Here he come on the run, Cisco.
Look out, he's going to shoot again. But you will not shoot a third time, hombre.
I'll kill you, Cisco.
Hey, I'm getting very sick of disarming you, and this will be for the last time. Now, what is the meaning of this?
Hey, whoa, hey, what? That's what I want to know. What's going on here, anyhow? I saw you fire those shots, Red.
Yeah, and I'll do some more shooting. The first chance I get.
Well, in that case, you're going to come to jail with me. Now, cool down, Red. Always good to cool down. Keep you there overnight, and you'll feel different in the morning.
You have a good idea there, Sheriff. And later, I would like to come to the jail and talk to him.
Sure, come to the jail to see me, Cisco. But you won't soft-talk me, because sooner or later, I'm going to kill you.
But Big Ed Boland is far more dangerous to Cisco than is Red Mallory. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Now, back to The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Red-Headed Cowpoke. In an effort to get young Red Mallory, Cowpoke, out of the way, Big Ed Boland deliberately made the boy so jealous of Cisco that Red tried to shoot him down. Appearing on the scene after Cisco had disarmed Red, the sheriff took the boy to jail, telling him he could cool off there for the night. Now, Cisco and Pancho are on their way to Ed Boland's house.
Why we go to send your boarding car, Cisco?
I'm going to try to find out if he knows why Red Mallory wants to kill me, Pancho.
Oh, here's the house.
Who is it?
The Cisco Kid, senorita.
Oh, just a minute. Come in, Cisco. Pancho.
Gracias, senorita.
Gracias, senorita.
Pancho and I have not seen you since you lived in Lincoln County.
That's right, Cisco. Sit down, won't you?
Oh, Cisco, the senorita cried.
What is the trouble, senorita? Can we help you?
Well, it's Red Mallory, Cisco. He said he was going to kill you. Why does he hate you?
That is just the question I came here to ask.
I don't know. Red seemed to think you were coming to this house. He seemed to think I was waiting for you.
Oh? Where did he get that idea?
I wish I knew.
Where is your stepfather, Senorita Daisy?
I don't know. Why don't you go talk to Red, Cisco? You can get that crazy idea out of his head. I know you can.
Very well. I will go and talk to Senor Red, Senorita. Come, Pancho.
Working nice, Walt. Couldn't be any nicer. Walt, if somebody was to stop by Red's cell window and shoot him down, who would the sheriff think did it?
Well, I suppose he'd think of Cisco.
You bet he would, first thing. All right, we're shooting Red and Cisco's getting the blame.
Yeah, but right now Cisco's got an alibi, Ed. He's at your house. We both saw him and the other one go in.
I know it. We'll wait there till we see them two hombres come out and start this way, and then we'll act.
Well, I don't know.
Don't worry, no. It'll work fine. Easy. There's a jail window.
Yeah. And there's Cisco and the other one just leaving the house.
Told you it was working nice. Get ready now, Walt. Here they come. All right. Let's move to the window.
Hey, maybe Red's asleep down there.
I'll wake him up. Hey, Red. Red.
Yeah?
Look out here where we can see you. We're going to help you get out.
Who is it?
Never mind. Just look out here.
All right. Hey, what you going to do? Saw them bars?
No, we ain't going to saw the bars. We're going to do this. That did it. Now, come on. Here comes Cisco and Pancho. Let's get out of here.
Shoot, come from here, Cisco.
See, Pancho, they did. I can smell the gunfire.
Yes, sir, they got Red Mallory.
Got Red, did they? Got Red. Well, we'll see about this. Up with your hands, hombres. Come on up.
See, Sheriff, see.
See, Sheriff, see.
Oh, Cisco. Well, Cisco.
See, we just got here before you did, Senor Sheriff.
Yeah, so I see. You sure did get ahead of me in time to murder Red Mallory.
But that's a crazy idea, Ed. What do you want to go see Cisco in jail for?
Because if we go to see him and make out like we're sorry, and is there anything we can do for him, he won't suspect us. Now, come on.
Howdy, Sheriff.
We'd kind of like to go see Cisco. Any objections, Sheriff?
Nope. No objections, Ed. No objections. As long as you don't try to help him escape.
Yeah, hadn't figured on doing that, had we, Walt?
Nope. Not till now, anyway.
Not till now, anyway, huh? Not till now. That's a good one. That's a good one, boys. This way. Come on. Yeah, well, here they are, Ed, in the cell. Have to stay here and listen. Have to listen, you know. It's part of my job.
Oh, that's all right, Sheriff. Cisco, I'm mighty sorry to see un Pancho in here. And
Pancho's sorry to be here, senor.
Si, and I am not pleased about it either.
Is there anything we can do for you?
Gracias, senor, but I think not. The sheriff has made us as comfortable as possible here. By the way, how is Red coming along?
Well, he may pull through, Cisco.
Pull through? You mean Red?
Yep. I had the deputy take him over to my house. He can be comfortable there. It's comfortable. Figure Daisy's with him.
If he does live, Sheriff, he will have a good idea who shot him, I would think.
Yeah, he will, Cisco. He'll have the same idea I got now. Yep, same idea.
Over to your house, huh, Sheriff?
Yep.
Well, good luck to you, Cisco, and so long.
So long.
Adios, señores.
Pancho, I have the answer.
What answer, Cisco?
Bolan and the hombre called Walt are at the bottom of this whole business.
How'd you know?
Did you notice how startled Senor Boland got when the sheriff said that Red might get better?
Uh-huh.
We must get out of this cell and get out fast, Pancho.
Hey, Pancho, hungry?
No, not because we are hungry, amigo.
Well, I am.
Because that Boland hombre will make another attempt on Red Mallory's life.
Mm-hmm.
Pancho, I'm going to try to bend the bars of that cell window.
Pancho gives you the boost.
No, I can stand on this bench, Pancho.
Reach the bars. There.
Push with the feet one way, Cisco, and push with the hands the other way.
It's just what I'm going to try, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Let me get my feet braced. Now we will see.
Oh!
What happened, Cisco? What happened?
Oh, my hands slipped off the bar and hit me in the mouth. Father me, that was a knockout blow. Oh, my mouth feels numb.
Pancho, try to bend the bar, Cisco.
No, gracias, no. Amigo. I'm all right. I'll try them again. And this time, I think I can bend them enough. Now we can get out, Pancho. I'll go first and help you.
Yes, Cisco.
Stand on the bench, Pancho. Give me your hands now.
Yes.
All right, now. Come on up. Come on, through.
Bueno. Pancho, through.
Hey, you.
He's the sheriff, Cisco. He sees us.
Come on. Hop behind the jail, Pancho.
Stop our train.
We'll lead our horses, Pancho. They're standing at the hitch rail. We are not tied. I will whistle. Madre mia, my mouth, I cannot whistle.
Deputy, Jim Harrison, escape prisoner.
Try to whistle again, Cisco. And Pancho, I can run far.
I will try, but... Oh, that's no good. Pancho, you try. Huh? Try hard. Hold your mouth just so like that.
Pancho, I can whistle, but...
Bueno, Pancho, bueno. Diablo.
Hello, go. He Pancho whistles, Cisco. He Pancho whistles.
See, amigo, and you could not have picked a better time.
Diablo.
I better go into the sheriff's house by myself, Walt.
All right, but what are you going
to
do?
Try to get Daisy to go home. If she does, I'll just drop my gun butt a couple of times on Red's head, and that'll be the end of him.
Ed, don't leave no marks on him.
Don't worry, I won't. In his condition, won't take much to finish him off. You better wait out back so she won't see you. Now I'm going in. No, it's me.
I should have known it wasn't the doctor. He's just been here.
What does he say?
He says Red's got a good chance, but he's awfully sick.
Uh-huh. Now, why don't you go on home, get some sleep, Daisy?
No, I'm going to stay right here with
you. Now, look, you want to be good and steady when Red comes to. I'll call you when he does.
Well, all right then. But if I find I can't rest, I'm coming back here.
All right. Hey, Walt, you out there?
Yeah.
You better come in here through the window. I want you as a witness, maybe.
A witness to what?
To testify you come in after Daisy left to see how Red was getting along. While you was here, he just kind of sighed, and that was all. Might as well finish him off at once, Walt.
Yeah, and with him out of the way and Cisco in jail, we'll have everything our own way.
Cisco not in the jail, hombre.
Who's that at the window?
It's Pancho.
Oh, I'll fix you.
Pancho,
let me through the window. I'll take care of him. Go on, take care of Pancho,
hombre.
Bolin,
this is what I think of you and all hombres like you.
All right. All right, that's enough, Cisco. I quit.
You will do more than quit, hombre. You will tell me the whole story.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Cisco. Just go easy with them fists.
Pancho, go get the sheriff.
Pancho, whistle for the sheriff, Cisco. Pancho, whistle like this. Ay, Santo, what's the matter with Pancho's whistle?
Pancho, quickly.
See, Cisco, Pancho not can whistle now. Oh, Pancho not can whistle. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, glad Senor Ed did better.
Si, amigo. See, Red turned out to be a pretty good sort of a boy.
Once you find out, Cisco not care about Senorita Daisy.
See, you are smart, Pancho.
Oh, gracias.
You should get a prize for your smartness.
Oh, Pancho get a prize once, Cisco, a long time ago in school.
In school?
See, and Pancho little Neo in the first grade then.
Well, what did you get the prize for, amigo?
Pancho tell the teacher how many legs an ostrich got.
How many legs did you tell her an ostrich had?
Three.
Three?
Uh-huh.
But that was wrong, Pancho.
Wrong?
An ostrich has only two legs.
See, but Pancho get the prize.
Well, why did you get the prize if you were wrong, Chico?
The rest of the class say four legs, so Pancho come the nearest and get the prize, no?
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's oh.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.